Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You say potato and I say heritage. At the start of this new series on Heritage Veg, Rob Smith turns his attention to that most versatile of edibles, the potato, exploring its rich history and sharing with us some of his favourite varieties. I would guess that most of you are like me and you've eaten at least one potato in the last few days. The joy of it is that it could be prepared in countless ways, from boiled, mashed, chipped, roast, baked, fried, and my favourite, the gratin. It's just a wonderful, multifunctional vegetable. Origins. Potatoes, Solanum tuberosum, originate from the Andes in South America. There are many edible tubers from the region, yet potatoes have not only spread throughout the world, they are the only tuber that has fed billions of people worldwide. Like most heritage vegetables, potatoes started off life as a wild plant. Then gradually, over time, our ancestors selectively bred them into a more productive and useful plant. Don't be confused. It wasn't like today where we have people in labs crossbreeding and hybridizing our vegetables. This process took place over hundreds, sometimes thousands of years. Our ancestors knew nothing about genetics or hybrids. They just knew what they liked. This is how most modern garden plants have developed, either due to taste or growth habit. The Spanish were the first to bring the potato back to Europe in the 1570s. The strange tubers weren't automatically adopted as the vegetable of choice. In fact, some looked upon the potato with suspicion, even thinking it poisonous. That said, as the population in Europe grew, this meant potatoes became the obvious choice to feed the masses, as they were easy to grow in our climate. The Lumper. Potatoes and milk were the main diet of the Irish between 1690 and 1845. Up until 1845, the population had increased, meaning lots more mouths to feed. What the Irish people turned to in order to feed themselves was the potato. Not just any potato, they turned to the lumper. The lumper is a huge white potato, described as knobbly and lumpy, hence the name. It's also not a very nice potato, being bland and wet when cooked. However, this was the only potato capable of supporting the increased population of the country. Though still grown today, the lumper is not highly recommended. In 1845, every potato grower's nightmare happened. Blight. Until then, Ireland had suffered a little blight, or as they called it, potato cholera, but nothing on this scale. More than 1 million people died due to starvation, and another million emigrated to escape the lack of food. This was due in part to the reliance on one main type of potato. When it comes to heritage potatoes, blight can be a problem, but only as much as it is for most potatoes. I've grown them for years, and you'll be surprised to know that lots of our favourite varieties are heritage and have stood the test of time. Growing options. There are several ways to grow your potatoes, from buckets to bags, and of course, in the ground. If you are new to growing potatoes, or you've just taken on an allotment or created a new veg patch, please make room for a few potatoes. Not only will you be rewarded with some delicious tubers, but potato plants are great for breaking up virgin soil. They will not only start to break up the soil, but if you choose a vigorous variety like Aran Victory, the plant will be a great weed suppressant as it can become quite big. Creating a trough in the ground is the traditional method of planting, spacing tubers 30 centimetres or 12 inches apart for earlies and 40 centimetres or 16 inches for main crops, making sure there are 75 to 90 centimetres, 30 to 36 inches, between rows. I like to plant my earlies out at the end of March, while my main crop goes out about a month later. Don't forget, planting times are dependent on where you live and your last frost date. Another method of planting is in potato bags. I think these are a great idea, being easy to move around if you need to, plus it makes harvesting a doddle. Bags are available from most garden centres and online. To harvest, simply tip the bag out into the border and extract the potatoes. Varieties. International Kidney. One of the most famous and tastiest potatoes has to be the Jersey Royal. More than 28,000 tonnes of the potato were exported from Jersey in 2012, yet you can grow them at home for yourself. Jersey Royal is the name given to the potato we can buy in the shop. To be called that, they have to be grown on Jersey. However, the variety they use for this famous spud is International Kidney, which originated in Berkshire back in 1879. Even though we know them as new potatoes and think of them as small, waxy potatoes, they are actually an early main crop, which will go flowery as they mature. When you grow them yourself at home, don't forget to pick them small if you want them to taste like the ones from Jersey. Epicure. Epicure is a heritage variety that is good at growing through any damage done by the odd frost. It was bred for sudden seeds as they wanted a vigorous early variety with good flavour, and that's exactly what they got. Bred by James Clark in Hampshire in 1897, it is traditionally grown in Ayrshire and known as an Ayrshire tatty. Belle de Fontenay. If you want a waxy type that holds its shape when cooked, you can't go wrong with the classic French favourite Belle de Fontenay. One of Raymond Blanc's favourite varieties, it's actually an early main crop type, originating in France in 1885. Even though they're sometimes sold as first earlies, they can be a little boring and bland when too small, while letting them mature will really bring out their deep flavour. Once cooked, Belle de Fontenay makes for a stunning cold potato. Try them in a potato salad, and I very much doubt you'll use anything else after that. That's why it's still one of France's favourite potatoes to this day. Mr. Little's Yeltholm Gypsy. When it comes to potatoes with a coloured history, Mr. Little's Yeltholm Gypsy can't be beaten. It literally is multicoloured, being the only potato with red, white and blue showing on the skin. A second early originating from the Scottish borders around 1899, this potato has what you would class as an interesting past. The village of Yeltholm holds a gypsy horse fair each year, and in a small cottage known as the Gypsy Palace, the gypsy king is crowned. One year, upon his coronation, so the story goes, the new king was presented with this unusual potato. High-yielding, with a taste similar to that of a King Edward, another heritage variety from 1902, this old multicoloured variety is gaining in popularity. Seed potato for this variety seems to be like hen's teeth, as fans are ready to buy them at the drop of a hat. Keep an eye out online for tubers, and best of luck. No matter what type of potato you're looking for, there will be a stunning heritage variety for you. From roasters to mash, chips to jackets, these fantastic potatoes will not only spark the imagination with their history, they will also tickle your taste buds. Rob's top 5 heritage potatoes to grow. 1. Aran Victory. My all-time favourite. This late main crop variety, originating from 1918, was bred on the Isle of Arran to celebrate the end of the First World War. Bright purple or blue-skinned, this dry potato makes for the best roast potatoes. Snow-white in the middle, the large plants are good at smothering weed growth too. 2. King Edward. Still the nation's favourite potato. This main crop variety actually started off life as Fellside Hero, with a savvy seed merchant changing the name to King Edward as the coronation of the new king approached. This helped the regal potato to become so popular, that and its lovely taste and multifunctional use. 3. British Queen. Sometimes known as Queens in Scotland and also very popular in Ireland, this second early received the Royal Horticultural Society's AGM Award more than 100 years after it was first bred in 1894. High-yielding, this variety has a lovely flavour and is quite dry, meaning it makes for good mash and is perfect for roasting. 4. Red Duke of York. First found in a batch of ear-stealing white potatoes in the Netherlands in 1942, Red Duke of York have gained in popularity in gardens around the country. This first early has a good flavour to its large red-skinned tubers, so much so that M&S use it for their heritage crisps, and other supermarkets, including Waitrose, sell them by name. 5. Rat. Similar in shape to pink fir apple, long and knobbly, yet less knobbly and more productive. Probably originating in France in 1872, there are reports of it being called asparge in Denmark at the same time. Having a nutty, almost buttery flavour, it is a favourite with French chefs the world over. The waxy flesh retains its shape on boiling. First earlies, plant in March for June or July harvesting, eat straight away. Second earlies, plant in April for July or August harvesting, eat straight away. Main crop, plant in April for September or October harvesting, can be stored. In the kitchen, potato gratin. Thinly slice a few big potatoes and onions with a mandolin. Butter an oven dish, then spread a layer of potatoes followed by onion, then season and repeat. End with a layer of potatoes, then pour over double cream until your potatoes are covered. Bake in a medium oven until the potatoes are cooked and the top is a nice crisp golden brown. Alternatively, you can use good stock instead of cream for a more health-conscious dish.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.